In the last decade of the 20th century, British political life was transformed. Party allegiances no longer followed traditional class lines. Class itself had been redefined. This political shift had its roots in the epic battles between right and left that took place in the 80s, so often called the Thatcher decade. By 1990, Margaret Thatcher had been Prime Minister for 11 years. How long would her political dominance continue? 1990 began with a funding crisis in the arts, not a subject high on the list for a government ideologically opposed to state intervention and public subsidy. The Royal Shakespeare Company in particular was in financial trouble. Some MPs implored the government to increase its grant, but Terry Dix, ultra-Thatcherite MP, made this contribution to the Commons debate on the 20th of February.
Well, let me ask a couple of questions, because my honourable friend who's not here now, the member for Twickenham, said... I beg your pardon. Said the arts contribute to the quality of life. Well, I wonder if he one day can explain to me how the arts' contribution to the quality of life has an effect on my pensioners and my ordinary people who want to buy a pint in a pub and find a way to do so. Their quality of life is not enhanced by seeing some man prance about in a box or listen to the different range of an opera singer. And the other question I'd like to ask, and nobody answers this, certainly not the great and the good sitting opposite me, is what is art, what is culture, and who defines it?